Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Here we go again. Looking for answers, Alex and Sarah. Let's say hi to Ryan.
Hey, hello.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, y'all.
Good morning.
Hey.
So we want to try to figure out why you have not heard from Claire, but first we need a little backstory. So fill us in.
Yeah, we've been dating for like the past month. We were really hitting it off, like seeing each other pretty frequently, and then we even started talking about taking a trip together to Vegas, like just to get away.
Not for a quickie marriage.
Right.
All right, to get away, gotcha.
That's not my plan for sure, but now she like won't even respond, and I'll like send her messages being like, hey, let's start talking about Vegas and
send
her like ideas and stuff to do. And I just can't get any response at all.
Well, that is weird. All right, let's give her a call and see if we can get some answers for you.
Hello.
Hey, Claire. Good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio this morning with Mix 94.7 for a segment called Waiting by the Phone. And the reason we called you is because Ryan reached out to us and he said that you guys have been dating and he has not heard from you in a while, even after you guys talked about taking a trip to Vegas. So we wanted to see if we can, as an independent party, try to get to the bottom of it and figure out what happened. I hope you don't mind talking to us.
Well, yeah. I mean, Ryan is a big fat liar.
Okay. Why do you say that? Did he do something in particular that made you say that?
So basically, I came over last week because we were going to have a movie night, and I let myself in because he was still at the store getting us snacks and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So he has this, like, dry erase board in his house, and he usually puts his, like, to-do list for the day on it or, like, inspirational quotes. I mean, very cute. But that day, when I came in the house, it said, don't double text M without a response. Don't text her until Tuesday. You got this. It's the only way to help get her back. And
oh, wait, you committed that to memory?
Wow.
Yeah, I took pictures.
So who is M?
Right, you're not M?
No, she's Claire.
No. Oh.
Here's some context for you guys.
Yeah.
His ex's name is Meredith.
Okay.
And she wants nothing to do with him, first of all, but they broke up 3 years ago, and now she's engaged. Yeah, obviously he's not over her, and he has to write it down on his whiteboard, like, as a mantra or something. Like, I don't know. That's just one.
Ryan.
Not cool. Dating somebody else. Two, it's 3 years ago, dude. I mean, get over it.
What is that all about, man?
Yeah. Okay. So, in my defense, like, yes, I was talking about Meredith, and, like, obviously it has been 3 years, and like occasionally we talk. I mean, we were together for a long time, so we do like check in, we have mutual friends, all that. And that particular day, like, she was posting all over like social media about, like, you know, 3 months till the wedding, and I just was feeling like extra, I don't know, a certain way about it. But it was like a weekday. I don't want her back. I've moved on. I was like, just, you know, I was caught up in I don't know, caught up in it for a second. But I swear, I'm like, I moved on. I really like Claire.
What was it again? Claire, don't what? Don't double text?
It was like, don't text her twice without a response. And like, it's the only way to get her back. You got
Oh, so he did text her then. Wait, I'm not even assuming.
No, he's saying don't double text her without a response. So
he texted her.
Well, my interpretation is don't text her twice.
Yeah.
Unless she responds to you first.
Because you're going
to
look like a loser.
Right.
You know how, like, when you like somebody and you text them and then they don't text you back, but then you text them again because it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you've had one too many and you're like, if I text them now, they'll answer.
See, the way I think it is that he texted her and he said, don't text twice without a response. So he's waiting for the response.
Well, who cares?
I mean,
we can ask him, but
right.
Who knows?
Right. I think he's over it. I mean, I just think that
he
needs a reminder.
Over it. Claire.
What?
Claire.
Well, it also said it's the only way to help get her back.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Yeah.
So you're saying that there is nothing that he could say right now?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. I also erased the whiteboard and he said nothing about it. So either he didn't notice or he's just a dumbass.
Yes. Yes.
So do you not want to go to Vegas?
Not with him.
I get
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay.
Red flag.
Dang.
Ryan, you didn't think about any of this? I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
I mean, dude, erase your boards next time, bro.
Or just move on.
So. I mean, I had a weak moment. I don't actually want her back. I just, like, wrote that. I don't know.
I got it.
I like his honesty.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you guys. And I like your honesty, too, Claire. Thank you for being open and helping Ryan understand. Now you know, man, and there you go.
Yeah, put notes in your phone, bro, not a whiteboard.
I guess so. I guess I learned my lesson the hard way.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.